Peace and blessings, loved ones. This is Steve, and this is another episode of How to Manifest Anything using Law of Attraction, where we talk about how to manifest the things that you desire, and take you on a journey as I help you and others with manifesting the things that you want into your reality. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about something that a lot of people search for, and it's kind of like some people believe it to be true and some people don't. But what I'm talking about is instant manifestation, or being able to attract something into your reality instantly. Now, you probably think, does this actually exist? Well, yes, it actually does. Have I been able to do it? Yes, I have. Okay. So I'll tell you a quick story. So I was I was working with one of the business opportunities that I had gotten involved with. I was working with it, and I had upgraded to a certain level in the program, and I had paid the fee. And this the back office of this program was known for doing quirky things, like creating different like error messages and stuff like that. And I was just hoping that I wouldn't get an error message, that I would be able to go through the transaction smoothly without anything happening, and I would be able to just continue on with what I was setting up in the back office of this particular business opportunity or program. And what happened was, I had gone in, I went through, checked out, and told my credit card information. I bought the upgrade, and damn if you, I mean, I was, basically what happened is, once I clicked the submit button, I got the error message that I was dreading to get. So what I did was, I didn't panic or anything. I could have just gotten upset and really pissed off and stuff like that. What I did was, as I was looking at the screen, just saw the error message there, tried to refresh the page. It wasn't refreshing or anything like that. What I did was, from there, I cleared my mind. And what I did was, I started to visualize the actual page that I was supposed to be on. That's basically all I did. I just visualized it. I cleared my mind, and I basically thought about being on the correct page with no error message, and feeling grateful, feeling gratitude, and feeling like just abundance and happiness that this had occurred. And sure as you know it, I hit the refresh button, and the page finally actually loaded without the error message. Now, this probably sounds like something that's small, right? But the reason why I wanted to tell you that story is because the only way that you can get instant manifestation or attract something into your reality instantly is if your belief is there, right? You have to be in the exact circumstance, that the exact frame of mind, and the exact situation. Everything has to align perfectly in order for something to manifest instantly. The universe doesn't work that way unless you have a belief that's so strong that it can overpower the buffer of time, because that's basically what stops you from manifesting what you want, is time and focusing and actually trusting the process, as well as your intent. But the first, so what actually happened was, there were two instant manifestations in that story. The first one was the error message. See, I was focusing so much on that error message that I had experienced before, right? I had focused on that so much that it happened. Right, I manifested that error message because I was focusing so much on it. But once I changed my focus, and I changed my attention to actual result, the actual outcome that I wanted, my belief was there, so it came through. I hope this makes sense. So, like I said, instant manifestation does work, but when it comes to instantly manifesting a Porsche or instantly manifesting a Corvette or instantly manifesting the love of your life, that is going to take a lot of work because you have to have the belief that you can actually manifest something. And doing it instantly takes a ton of belief and a ton of you have to have a lot of focus, and it's not something that is easily done. I'll put it like that. Now, the main thing that I keep talking about though is belief. And once you train yourself and you can prove to yourself that you have the ability to manifest anything you want, other things will be able to come into your experience that easier. And that's what I teach in the second portion of the manifestation course that I have. And it talks about training your belief, and it talks about why you're not manifesting the things that you desire and how to overcome it. So if you have not taken me up on that special offer, then you need to check it out. If this is something that you're really serious about learning how to do, also be sure to check out the free video that I created for you. All you have to do is go to learnhowtomanifest.org, and you'll get access to both of those things, the free video, and you'll also see that special offer. But yeah, that basically is what I wanted to share today on this podcast. And if you're not ready to endeavor into the free video or the special offer and the course, then just keep tuning into these podcasts because I'll still be sharing a lot of information that will help you manifest the things that you desire into your life. So that's it for this episode. I hope you got some value from it. Go ahead, like and comment, and give me a good rating. And always remember, you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want in this reality. All you have to do is believe. Okay? Take care. Bye for now. I'll see you on the next one.